Forever.
Dog. I love the laugh. I love the smile.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Uncle!
I like having fun.
Good morning.
Yes, I like it to laugh.
I'm playing home.
Having fun to meet people who laugh.
That's nice. Good morning, everybody. Alrighty then, as the great Jim Carrey once said. Hundreds of millions of people. My God, Jim Carrey. Alrighty then, Vic. Good morning, everybody, from Glendale, California. You're tuning in live to Office Hours Live with Tim Heidecker. I'm joined by the great DJ Doug Pound.
Good morning.
DJ's in the mirror today. We decided shortly before the show began that he's getting a mirror treatment today. How are you,
sir?
There he is. Looking good.
Make a good point.
Checkered shirt. The shirt's checkered.
Check it out.
You know, I usually go solid colors, but I went checkered today.
This is a new look. I don't think I've ever seen this style.
Or what is it, the Gap or the Crew? Or
it is a
Uniqlo?
It's from a thrift store, but it's originally from H&M. Before that, Bangladesh.
Ah, cute.
Very classy.
And to Doug's left, to my over
stage
my left
right.
shoulder is Victor Berger.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, we've done that in a while. Isn't that cool?
That was cool. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Anybody can do it. Just going to practice a little bit.
Yeah, you don't have your signature coffee here this morning.
No, I don't. I have iced tea, though.
That's how the glue
works.
All right, you got all sorts of new toys today. What's you guys got new toys today?
Yeah, this is
the boys
trying
and
different
toys.
Stuff. We're switching up our
chaos
pads.
I got the Quad 4 today, which usually he uses.
Mm. Yeah, and then I got this little mixer I brought in from home that I can have the keyboard, I can plug in the laptop, and theremin.
Okay.
From
so,
here.
But no chaos pad.
Not today. But I still will have like some effects and whatnot. Like,
all right. Well,
you know, it'll sound.
Producer Matt is here, of course.
Hello, everybody.
And in our guest chair for the show, for the entirety of the show, Claudia O'Doherty. Claudia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, Claudia just blew me a kiss.
That's right.
It's getting hot in here. So take off all, is that what they say? So take off all your clothes?
So take off all your clothes.
Mamma mia.
Speaking of, I'm so glad I took off my sweater. It's so warm already.
It's already warming up. Yeah. But I've got black on, so you're not going to see pits.
Or will you see them better than ever?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
We will. No reason for you to be here that
well,
I know of.
Are you promoting anything? No, it's a long lead time. It actually maybe is great.
Okay.
Because I do need to promote Killing It, but I might be on strike as an actor soon. So
right.
I don't know if I'm allowed.
When
does
the premiere,
when
does that come out? Because I don't even know.
I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, that's
at the end of summer.
Very tricky.
End of summer.
The name
yeah.
How about this John Early? I love John Early, as you know, and he's not promoting his comedy special.
No, now, he's leaving it to us.
That's the thing. I'm a producer on it. Can I promote it?
I think so. Yeah, you're a producer. You're not on strike.
I'm part
producer
of the,
Mac?
I'm the enemy.
Yeah. You're like, let's drag this strike out as long as possible. Right?
Can I get less volume in the control room? Because I'm hearing a lot. I'm hearing the show in the control room.
I can hear it too.
And it's disturbing.
I'll say.
It's vicious what they're doing in the control. I think Trump's always saying things are vicious. It's a great word of his. It's sad and vicious and deranged.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
We're going to be playing that throughout the show.
Good,
it's my
great.
Favorite piece of audio. My kids love it. I'm indoctrinating my children into frothy Trump hatred and clowning on the dumb dude. But speaking of my children, they are here. Here on Earth,
Tim Apple,
and they're going to be joining us in the studio because you know what? It's summer break. Get in here, you two. Hello, good morning. Take a.
Right.
Oh, you're going to give me a hug. Oh, look at that, my buddy boy. Here, there's your seat over there. So no pressure, Claudia.
Oh, great. I can
pressure
relax.
Is
off. And they've got puppets.
Good morning.
Nice.
How's it going there, Charlie?
Good.
Is this your first time on Office Hours?
Yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where's your, don't say where you go to school. That would be doxing. But how old are you?
I am 6.
Okay. And Millie, we know much about you. You've been on the show many times. Mm-hmm. And but just to refresh memories, you are?
What?
How old are you?
9.
All right. And what? And you just began summer break. Is that right?
No.
Excuse me?
Yes, I mean.
And what do you have there in your hands? It looks like you got some kind of.
I got a puppet.
All right. And where are those puppets from?
Bob Baker's Marionette.
Yeah. We love the Bob Baker's Marionette. Can you show us a little something, how it works? Give us a little demonstration there.
Okay.
Can we see that? You got a little nice. You got a little music, Vic, damn it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get something going here. Like,
you got the Bob Baker music on Spotify.
Like, I know. Let me pull that up for you.
They need
all
music.
All kinds of issues going on here. Can you
do it on your knees? Oh, yeah, you can do it on your knees? Can you do it on your lap?
There you go.
This is not puppet dancing music.
I got something.
Sorry, guys. I didn't know there were going to be puppets.
This is not good either.
It's kind of. I mean,
I'm telling you, go to Spotify and there's a Bob Baker Marionette playlist.
Let's see.
All right, we'll come back with more puppets. Sorry, guys.
Party, puppet party, puppet party.
Now, what's your favorite dessert? Puppet party,
puppet party. My favorite dessert is a lollipop.
Got it. Okay. What about you, Millie?
Could I? Oh.
Ice cream.
Oh, whoa. Interesting. Okay.
That leads up to my question. Have you ever had a root beer float?
No.
Good question. Good answer.
Why don't you allow root beer floats?
You're going to hang out for the first half of the show.
Okay.
All right. How's your summer going?
Good.
What have you been doing these days?
Like going to the zoo.
Classic.
Amazing.
And iPad. iPad.
An iPad summer. Nothing better.
All right. Matt, let's take a quick call just to welcome the audience.
I can smell
it. Let's check in with Daniel's iPhone. I think he has some funnies for us, right? Daniel's iPhone?
I don't know why it says Daniel's iPhone. Hey, what's up, guys? It's your old pal, Max.
Hey, Max.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Good morning, Max.
Yeah, we were just
Max.
Talking about you.
I just got your job, Max.
You were just
Max.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Did you steal somebody's phone?
Stevie.
Sounds like you stole Daniel's phone.
Look, dude, Daniel is my real name. Max is my middle name. Oh, okay. I've never gone by Daniel.
Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Wait, can I do that? That was the first time I heard that Trump, I did everything right.
I did everything right and they indicted me. I did everything right and they indicted me.
Oh, well, that's good. Well,
like, you got to hit the knee hard.
Have you heard about, like, you know how Trump like, is, like, he takes those rich people drugs, like, hi, kids. Keep this appropriate. They keep them, like, really loaded with, like, billionaire meth pills.
I love music.
I didn't know about that.
Like, you know what's going to happen when he hits jail and he doesn't have those drugs? He's going to be withdrawing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so he's gonna go in the tank and in general population looking for drugs. And you know what he's going to say?
Go ahead.
Does anybody have any fun injections for the president?
Do you have any what?
Fun injections.
Fun injections.
I like that move where he takes his stance. Okay. He did that when Ginsburg died.
That was a mess.
All right. Here we go.
I never heard this before. It's the first time you're telling me this.
He's not going to jail. He's not going to general population.
No, I was also going to say, don't get your hopes up.
Know where he's going? I know where he's going, to the White House. That's exactly what's going to happen. I mean,
but if they're like, all right, you won the presidency, but you're, this is a good sitcom premise. You're the president, but you're on house arrest.
There we go.
So he's in the White House. It's called White House Arrest. Doug. White House arrest. He's the president.
In jail.
But he's in trouble. He's got to stay with the. He's got the ankle bracelet on.
Wow, and Melania. Yes, would be so
we have to go to the summit, Miss. We have to go to the summit. I can't.
I can imagine he would invite his friends over for a slumber party. That's
sorry,
all he can do.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
He'd invite all his friends over for a slumber party because that's all he can do.
Yeah.
Just, he's like, should we have it at my house?
Yeah.
Everything's at his house.
Yeah, everything. That could be the central. You know how in the Three's Company show they were always trying to conceal Jack's heterosexuality?
No, I never saw it.
Oh, my God.
So what? They're trying to conceal.
The premise of the show is... The only condition by which the landlord is letting Jack live with these two women.
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers and...
Thank you.
No.
Wendy Winters.
Come on. You're telling me nobody here knows the name of the third woman?
Second
woman in... Joyce DeWitt is her name.
Great.
Joyce DeWitt. Charlie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Joyce DeWitt. You're a fan of Joyce DeWitt.
Hey, can I
wait, excuse me. I'm finishing my thought here.
What?
The only I'm sorry.
Boom. Okay. The reason that the landlord, in the beginning it was Mr. Furley, then it's...
Yeah.
Oh, no. In the beginning it's Mr. Roper.
Roper, yeah.
And then he leaves the show.
Why?
You know why? I think this is a... Talk about a... We are really on a tangent. Problem here, but
well, I was gonna say, why not? Because it's done.
Well,
get it?
He left to do the show called The Ropers, which was which was a spinoff,
right?
Which then he was worried about leaving because he's like, I'd rather just stay and do this show, you know?
Easier.
He's like, no. This Ropers is gonna be huge, and if it's not, you got a place back here. You got home. You're not going anywhere. It was not a hit, and there was no home for him because they replaced him with Don Knotts.
Okay, so then what happened to him?
What happened to him? What do you mean?
Yeah, that actor.
The first guy, the first guy.
Lost his job.
Norman Fell?
Yeah.
He
fell?
Norman Fell. I'm doing weird winking with this one. chime in anytime you want, Mel. You know you've got the mics open. If you want to add something, you're welcome to say something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm trying to explain the central premise of Three's Company to Claudia, which is a TV show.
Can I get some advice from Millie or Charlie?
Explain it to both of us.
So the reason he's allowed to live with these two women is under the condition that the landlord is under the impression that he is gay.
Is it John Ritter?
Yeah.
Right.
And... So that's the beard or whatever, right? That's the premise.
I guess.
And so,
it would be socially acceptable for socially unacceptable in that time period for a straight man to be living with two women.
Really?
Thank you, Millie. Come and knock on our door. Anyways, the point being, what is the point? What does this have to do with Trump?
Three's Company.
So he's got a sitcom.
So yeah, what?
Oh, the okay, there we go.
So Trump has to pretend he's gay.
No.
Okay.
The conceit of the show.
Yeah.
Is Trump is under house arrest at the White House. They always have to figure out schemes to get people to come to him.
Yes.
For him to not go to
summits
and speeches and
meetings.
Is that
because he needs to conceal that he's under house arrest?
Yes.
That's how you spice it up.
Yeah.
Great.
And so you could have the impersonator that starts going out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Go to multiple
maybe
rallies.
He takes pretty much, his leg amputated so the little thing can stay in the White House.
Oh,
they got to keep the leg alive.
That's
and
so smart.
And he has to hobble around with one leg.
There
and
was something
reattach
like,
it.
Something like that happened in Australia recently where a woman embezzled a lot of money from her clients and then she went missing, but they found her foot.
Oh.
And so everyone thought maybe she had chopped off her foot.
Ouch.
Which would really hurt, which is possible.
Charlie, thoughts on this?
You ever chop your foot off?
No.
I was thinking about Amy Mann and Big Lebowski chopping her toe off.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oof. Anything, Mel?
No.
Okay.
Millie, are you doing like arithmetic practice? Like, what are you doing to keep up with schoolwork over the summer?
I don't know.
What are you looking forward to this summer?
Yeah, what's the summer look like? Give us the big picture of summer. Charlie, what do you got going on this summer?
We're going to go to our grandpa's house.
Where?
in Florida.
Am I going to have to go too?
No. Yeah, I am.
I feel like you are going. I am
going
to go too.
Oh.
Disney World's down there.
I still haven't been there, even though I go to Florida a lot.
Ah. Mm. Yeah, you're in Florida like a couple times a month for business, for work.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, let's take another call. Oh, we should do the city of the day. Should we do the city of the day, Matt?
Well,
no?
Maybe give it a minute.
Okay.
Maybe give it a minute.
I'd love to take another call. Okay. And then Claudia will find out more about you.
Find out, great.
A little bit your, what you've been up to.
Let's talk to Joe, who's been waiting since last week. He's just been sitting on Zoom waiting to ask this question.
Gamer Joe.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm coming to see the very good band in Sayreville, New Jersey.
Tim Heidecker's on tour this summer, timheidecker.com/live. And that is, you'll find all the dates there. I'll see you in Sayreville.
Be there. Well, so I'm also going to see Ben Folds in a week in New York.
Hello.
And been rediscovering his discography and stumbled back across this music video, You Don't Know Me.
Oh, yes.
And I've always wanted to know the backstory, how that came together. You and
how many is Ben folding these days, by the way?
Five?
As many as it takes.
I listened to that debut album of Ben Folds Five when we were making our record. I was like, haven't listened to it in a while. That record is a masterpiece.
Five.
It is so good. And then you told me that he made it at home.
They recorded it. Yeah.
Oh, my heavens.
First one's in this house.
I used to go see them when I was in high school.
Yeah, they're cool. Great. Okay. Ben's a great guy. The story is, I mean, Ben was a fan of Tim and Eric. Like a lot of these musicians, they're the first guy. They're the canaries in the coal mine. They get it. They're advanced, right, Doug?
What do you mean?
I mean, like
if they die, we die.
No, they're like hip to stuff before everybody else. Like
they know what's funny.
Yeah, they get it.
They've got a lot of time on their hands. They're watching
it. Yeah, they're watching it on the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that was it. He reached out, asked us to come up with an idea and do it, and there you go. Now, that night...
Oh, I believe I edited that video.
I'm sure you did.
Hell bent for leather!
There's a... I don't know if I... I don't think I have access to this song, but there was that night that we did that music video. I don't know how this happened, but Josh Groban... Ben Folds and I ended up in a recording studio.
Oh, my God.
And made a song called Life is a Masquerade. And it was...
Wow.
The intention was for it to be like the stupidest, corniest, most overly serious song.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was like we kind of joked about it during the music video at some point. And then Ben was like, oh, I'm going to the studio to do some mixing or something. You guys come down and we'll just do it. We'll just track it. And we did it. So that exists somewhere. I could write Josh Groban and ask him if he knows.
It might be the most beautiful song of all time.
It's because life is a masquerade. That's all I remember.
Sounds incredible.
But it kind of sounds like that Who's that guy that did that Chocolate Rain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that guy's name?
Tayson Day.
Yeah. What's my favorite song, Millie? What did I put? What did I say on the record yesterday is one of my favorite songs? Think. Come on. I was singing it yesterday.
I forget.
I was lip syncing. I was lip syncing to it.
Zootopia. Oh, Zootopia.
Well, what song?
Oh, I think I know
this. Charlie knows.
I like to do everything.
Try everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that song.
What grade did you give me as a dad the other night?
A plus.
Wow. Doesn't get much better than that.
Thanks, buddy.
How did he get that A plus?
I don't know.
Do you grade him every day?
No.
You could start doing that.
What do you give me, Mel?
A plus.
All right.
What does Tim, what does Daddy give you? Does he grade you guys?
No.
C plus. Oh. C plus.
Well, that gives you a B minus for tomorrow.
Whoa. All right. Let's do the City of the Day. We've got a very special sponsor today for the City of the Day.
Do you want the theme first?
Yes, of course.
Okay, here we go.
The City of the Day.
Uh-oh, what's going on here? Coffee time? Wow, Vic's got his hand-delivered coffee. Can I have a top off? Annalise from Denny's is here. Again. Postmates Denny's, and they send a waitress with a big cup of coffee. She comes by and goes, here you go, hon. All right. Thank you very much.
I want coffee.
You can't have coffee. Are you crazy? Here, take a sip of coffee. You don't like this taste of coffee.
It's very hot.
It's hot.
You'll be
hot?
Wired.
You know what I had last night after dinner? I went out for dinner. I had a decaf espresso.
Oh, my God.
It's a great idea.
Was it nice?
I'm like, why don't I do this?
Pour that on some ice cream, make it an affogato.
Okay.
It's so good.
What's
I forgot to do that. I forgot to do that.
You do what?
All right, today's City of the Day is sponsored by Taylor Sniff, the life-size doll of Taylor Swift. Hey, folks, have you ever wanted to smell Taylor Swift, but you can't get close enough to her to get a whiff? When you finally do, you get ragdolled by a member of her security team. Introducing Taylor Sniff, the life-size doll that looks and smells just like Taylor Swift. Taylor Sniff comes with a variety of scent packs, including Beach Day, Indoor Mall, Steakhouse, Bonnaroo, and Porta Potty, so your nostrils will never be bored or empty. You might be asking yourself, what am I going to do if I don't want to smell my Taylor Sniff? Well, that's a great question, and the answer will astound you. Every Taylor Sniff comes with a Taylor Trailer, so you can safely store your wonderful doll and smell something else for a change. Taylor Sniff is an addictive nitty. Taylor Sniff is an addictive nifty gift. There's no risk, and this isn't a shifty grift because you can save a fifth. Just lift your wrist and fit this on your wish list. Do you get the gist? The thrift is not a myth. That's right, office. I was
the pounding.
The thrift.
The pounding. The
thrift is not a myth. That's right, office hours listeners can save one. Charlie, this isn't funny to you?
The pounding.
Nice.
No?
I want it.
You want that doll?
Yeah.
The thrift is. That's right, office hours listeners can save one-fifth on their entire order by going to taylorsniff.wif/mannequin-stench. Taylor Sniff. Taylor Sniff. Smell something else for a change. All right, that's it. Thank you to office hours listeners James and Jared, the Daily Grimes, who wrote that ad.
Can you buy it for me?
A lot of punch-ups by Doug.
Doug apparently did a lot of punch-ups. Do you want to go through the process with us, Doug? Talk about the work you put in.
Well, I don't want to brag.
Well, who added? Who added this to the document here?
Me, I did.
With lots of punch-ups by Doug.
I added that.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to brag.
Charlie, well, I don't want to bore. I don't want to bore.
Charlie, what do we know about boasting and being overly proud of something? Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Bragging a good thing?
No.
Use the microphone.
No.
So bragging is a bad thing, right?
Yes.
You think Doug could learn a lesson here?
Mm. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. If you said it was written by them, a lot of it was not. So that would be inaccurate. I was just trying to be accurate. And also, they wrote the thing. They made a jingle. Do you want to hear the Daily Times jingle?
Take a whiff of Taylor Sniff, the life-size doll of Taylor Swift that you can smell. No one can tell you to stop or go away. Order your Taylor Swift.
All right,
Swift
that's
today.
Pretty long.
It is long.
Yeah.
It's more of a song.
Taylor yeah, it's Smith, just a song.
The life-size doll, if you catch my drift, you can smell it all. Hurry on down to the shopping mall.
All right, thank you very much. It's as if they are never seen the show before.
You know, that's awesome.
It's very good, very creative, and very well done. I'm going to ask a second time for the control room to please turn down the speakers.
Yeah,
in there.
We're trying to figure out what it is. I don't know what it is.
Might be the. Oh, there's something live in the room. There's
somebody
a live mic
Zoom,
in the room.
Maybe. Oh, could it be your Zoom?
Bop, bop, bop.
Oh,
check.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
pop.
I got it. Yeah, it's my
your hands.
My headphones.
Well, we do have a city of the day. EW, you there?
Whoa.
Hi, everybody.
What? Wow. Eric Wareheim here back again 2 weeks in a row. Okay.
Hey, guys. How is everybody?
I'm good. How are you? You're the city of the day. Where are you right now?
I told Matt I'm in New York City, and I've been I prepared Eric's ice cream report and in honor of the bodega. But I've been here since 10:30 my time, and a lot of the stuff has melted, so I had to run out and get a whole new load.
I'm sorry about that. I
had to refresh my load. Hi, kids.
Yes, you know Eric, right? Can you say hi to Eric?
Hi, Eric.
You're gonna love this segment. Look at all these treats.
Wow. Ice cream.
Okay. Well, what's the report?
Everyone knows New York City's finest ice cream shop is the Bodega.
Ice cream.
You know it
ice
very
cream.
Well.
Excuse like me. I apologize, Eric. Like, they're very excited about the ice cream, so I'll let you continue.
Mute them because.
All right, you continue.
I'll start over. Hi, I'm Eric Wareheim. This is the Ice Cream Report. I'm live in New York City, and I have bodega snacks. We all know it. We have a fun night, and all we want to do is some chocolate fudge brownie. And what about Twix ice cream?
Wow, you got a lot of ice cream there. Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That.
Yeah, it was firm. And don't forget this. What goes good with ice cream is a little meat stick.
I love meat sticks.
And a little bit of fudge.
And oh, this that's good. Well, there's a fresh. That looks fresh.
It is. Well, I had to run out and get a whole new load.
I'm sorry, Eric. You seem aggrieved at me. You seem upset at me because I didn't.
I'm just upset. I was asked to do this segment to try to pump up the numbers for the show, and it seems like you don't even know about my segments even here.
No.
Traveled all the way to New York City on my own dime.
Eric, just calm down. All right, calm down for a sec. First of all, that's not exactly true. You reached out to me, in fact, offering to come on with an ice cream report, okay? And my reaction was, sure, like, that would be nice. I'm not telling you to go to New York to do a bodega report on ice cream, you know what I mean?
I just understand what's happening. I feel like I'm being gaslit by my best friend because I saw the spreadsheet, and the numbers need to be pumped.
Well, there's no question that the numbers for the show suck, all right? And there's no question that having you on the show helps and is an additive feature, and we're happy to have you. But if you're going to paint the picture that I'm asking you to do it, it's just not true. All I'm saying is you know, I appreciate you coming on, but I don't want anyone getting under the impression that you're under some kind of obligation to do this.
I just thought this could be a fun thing for us. We're not really working right now, and we could get together once a week. I could do something I love, which is ice cream. Tell everyone what my favorite ice cream is. And I didn't want to have to get, I didn't want to have to travel to New York to do this. I could have set, if Matt, the producer, I could have set this up at home.
I agree. I agree.
I want an authentic bit to get those numbers to pop.
I get it. But listen, but first of all, the last week you were upset about ice cream. This week, now you're upset about ice cream. I just don't know how healthy
I am upset, but this fudge is making me happy. And this, remember, Tim, we were getting bidets, we were watching Sopranos.
Yeah.
And I remember eating this ice cream, this New York fudge, this double fudge. Uh-huh. And I would wake up, I would pass out, and I would wake up with a big fudge ring. And that was what I did on Sunday nights at HBO Night.
Okay. Well, let me ask, Eric, can you take questions for my kids? Do you have any questions about ice cream?
No.
Okay.
Don't you, Charlie, you don't want to know what this one is?
Yeah, what's the other ice cream you got there? Half baked. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, this one's half baked. Me too.
I knew you. What about this? Have you ever, has Papa ever gotten you a Klondike?
I don't like those. Those look good.
Mm-hmm. This is fun. Have you ever had one of these? It's a gumball.
No. Ooh, really. Yeah, I want that. That looks good. Yeah. Yeah.
Look like smoke bombs.
It seems like you got a lot of stuff, Eric. I just don't want to get hit with an invoice or receipts later for all this. Because again, we offered you the opportunity to come on. This is not an ask from us.
Matt, can you take me off live for a second? I talk to Tim.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We're sorry, folks. We'll be right back. Let's play some music.
Tim.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about because. I'm trying to help you here.
I know you are, Eric, and you are helping, but
this is good for us. And it's all you know, I did a pivot in my career to food.
I know.
And this is you embracing my other career. And you know, we can still be friends even though I like the food and the ice cream.
I'm fine, Eric. I'm fine with you coming on the show. I just don't want anyone getting the impression that I'm begging you to do the show, okay? That's all.
Yeah, but couldn't you just you spin it in a different way. You don't have to be like, oh, there's another surprise. Eric's here again. I would say, like, and next up is our favorite report of the day.
You're right.
All right, I can go back live now.
All right, let's go back live.
All right, switch it back, Alex.
Well, this was great to have you on, Eric. I appreciate it. And listen, anytime you want to come on and give us more ice cream reports, we'd be happy to have you.
I'd love to be here next week. I got a whole thing on banana splits. I hope the kids are here. It's going to be fantastic.
All right. Well, Eric, take care and enjoy New York and go say hi to Lady Liberty for me. Jesus Christ. All right. Are we good? Is he off? You know what I mean? He comes out like swinging. Is he still there?
Oh, he dropped.
Yeah, I did a freeze.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. No, wait. All right. Jeez. I got to call him later. I'm going to have to call him and apologize. I don't feel bad.
It seems like a complicated relationship.
Well, he comes in like real aggro.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You feel bad?
Yeah.
Doug?
It made me feel really bad.
I wanted to learn more about ice cream. I barely.
What are you going to learn about ice cream that he's going to provide? Like that it's good? I mean,
well, no offense.
Whatever. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Eric, you're welcome on the show, but the idea that I'm begging you to do the show for the numbers is just not true. Vic,
bam!
Klondike
bars is kind of a pedestrian choice. It's
is that just like a rectangle of ice cream covered in chocolate? Mm-hmm, nothing else going on?
Klondike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best.
But you don't like them, do you?
What?
I'm sorry you got...
You don't like Klondike?
I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry you had to see Dad like that. Kind of...
I've seen you like that before.
That's a comedy. You know, I should have said to Eric... I don't know. This is private, maybe. Maybe it's not. But Eric's niece is about Millie's age, and they've been hanging out. I'm thinking, Tim and Eric.
Ooh, future. Junior, whoa. Girl, Junior,
like the Muppet Babies.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, let's take another call.
Yeah, let's talk to Is Bovine still there? Where's Bovine?
Well, I was oh, the Bovine left. Kid. No?
Okay, let's talk to Mark.
Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hello, Mark Knopfler.
How's it going? Happy summer, everybody.
This isn't Mark Knopfler.
What? Knopfler.
Worked on, you know, looking pretty.
How do you
pretty
say your last name?
It's about to be a white.
So.
It's about not to be a white boy summer.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Mark Leffler.
Welcome to my new show on Peacock called What's Your Name? We have guests from around the world, and we find out what their name is. It's a good show.
I'd watch it.
It's like set up like America's Got Talent.
It would be good if you had to guess people's names.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Jeremy Renner.
Like Rumpelstiltskin.
Wait, let's do it like my idea. Right? Yeah, me and you are the judges, right? People come on the show. Doug, you're the announcer. You're the Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Great job.
Vic, you're not in this bit.
All right, I'll just sit here. Just
sit here. Sound effects, man.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Remember this song?
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Okay, what's the show called again? Guess the name.
What's your name?
Welcome to What's Your Name? I am Ryan Seacrest. Today we have...
We know what his name is, right?
But it's not about my name. It's about Tim is going to learn your name.
That's
welcome
right,
to the show. Your host, Tim Heidecker.
Well, I'm a judge. I'm not a host.
We're judging the name.
And I'm here with Claudio Doherty. And our first guest is here, and this is going to be exciting. Let's welcome... This guy.
What's your name?
Make some noise.
What's your name?
Name?
Yeah.
Mark.
Wow.
Tell you this, Mark. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's a good show. I love the name Mark.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's really out there. Lots of people have it. You know, it's
really out there. All right, what's your last name, Mark?
Leffler.
Okay.
That's good.
I have to say.
Let's screen these.
I don't like it.
Why not?
Because first of all, I don't even understand it. I need to hear it again. If I'm asking twice, I've already got issues. But let's hear it twice just to make sure.
All right, here we go. Leffler.
Leffler, like.
Is there a P in there?
P-H.
There's no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to do this, but you're not moving forward. Just not a good name.
Yeah, bad name.
Wrong.
Oh, you've changed your tune.
Yeah, well, what's he said? There's no P in it.
No P.
Sad.
We'll be back with more. What's your name? We get canceled. In Hollywood news today, What's Your Name is canceled after one season.
During one episode.
One episode. You're just judging the name.
No.
What's the background? What's your, the history of the name?
It means spoonmaker in German. It's pretty weird.
Spoonmaker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, you know.
Did you call in for any other reason?
Yeah, so I'm excited to zoom in. I'm a fifth grade teacher, and I'm recently on summer break.
Ooh.
So I had a question for Charlie and Millie. What should a teacher do with their summer break?
They should
Millie, you want to bail him out here?
They should go to a carnival.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you should get another job, man. What's all this just sitting around all summer like you're 12? So, Millie, you're going to be in fifth grade next year. This guy could be potentially, in some world, be your teacher. I don't think he's going to be.
Yeah. There. You ready for fifth grade?
No.
Ooh,
no. What grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in fourth grade.
Wow. That's exciting, huh? Charlie, exciting. ABCs now.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Great.
Wow.
I forgot this letter we're working on. I'm adding a new letter to the alphabet. Fern.
What's the letter?
Fern.
And how do you? How does it look?
Where does it go?
I don't know. I haven't thought it out. I haven't thought about anything today.
What do you learn in fifth grade? What's the main thing you learn about in fifth grade?
Like
they're
math.
Not. The problem is they're not teaching any of this stuff anymore. They're not teaching math and
what
reading.
What are they teaching?
Just identity politics.
All that communist manifesto. Yeah,
Marxist indoctrination.
One. Exactly.
But you learn all this stuff in school, right? You learn about math and reading.
Yeah, but at most of my fourth grade experience was just being on free time and mostly on Chromebook playing games.
Wow.
Wait, excuse me?
What?
Is this true?
Yeah, because our teacher is really strict and she makes us do a lot of our work, like a lot of work every day. So then we have nothing left to do and we've done our already reviewing and stuff.
So back up a second. You're saying you just did so much work this year that you got way ahead of your learning capacity. And so the last several weeks of school has just been kind of playtime.
Yeah.
Okay. That's but you great. Made it sound like all you do at school is party and have free time. That's not true.
I do. Well, we do it sometimes.
Interesting.
What do you do on the Chromebook?
We play online games, free games online.
You ever do email?
What is this?
No.
Catch up on your email?
No, but we just search up this thing called Unblocked Games.
Ooh,
and they have these fun games on there.
Yeah, this could be a gaming
channel. That sounds
one of these
good.
Gaming channels. Those do well on YouTube.
Millie, what about Roblox? Do you do that?
We can't do that on Chromebook.
Oh, I see my kids doing it all the time.
But you do Roblox at home, right, Charlie?
Do you guys do the roller coaster thing where you can like design a coaster and then ride it? That's my favorite thing to do. No?
No.
What's your favorite game on Roblox, Charlie?
My favorite game on Roblox is maybe Natural Disaster.
Whoa.
What happens in Natural Disasters?
So, you're like inside a place like the lighthouse, and then like something bad happens, like a storm or a tornado.
Whoa.
You have to survive it.
Yeah. Oh.
Scary.
Oh, wow. I think it'd be cool if you could be the hurricane or the tornado.
Well, that's a good game for kids that age to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for
Getting
the future.
Ready. Climate
the
earth choices. Quakes. And
yeah. All right. Let's take another call here. It'll be a call-heavy show.
Yeah, let's check in
what
on
What have
the
you been
hotline.
Up to? But, yeah, we'll have somebody on the hotline, but I want to know, because I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
been going on? Have
Thank
you been
you,
traveling?
Mr. Leffler.
I have been traveling. I just went to Banff. I'm worried I smell bad today because my suitcase got left in Banff, so I don't have any stuff.
When did you get back?
Yesterday.
Can I have a sniff?
And then
so why were you in Banff?
Because I had to present an award to Craig Robinson.
In Banff.
The Sir Peter Ustinov Comedy Award.
I never.
Peter Ustinov was a comedy guy?
Well, yeah, I know. He's in Spartacus. He's one of the voices
Funny movie.
In Robin Hood.
Okay.
But I don't. He was in Being There, maybe.
No, that's Peter Sellers.
No, but maybe he's playing someone else.
Oh, there's more than one person in
yeah.
that movie. You're right. This award, this award's pretty weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, but it was very spectacularly beautiful there.
Yeah.
Have you
up
been
the,
there?
Up in the Rockies.
Those Rockies rocked my world. I couldn't believe it. It looked like mist. Did you have that game?
No. Oh, MYST.
Yeah.
I know about it. Yeah.
Mist. It looks like that. But,
so then you're up in Canada giving an award.
Mm.
They treat you well up there. Put
no,
you in a nice
at first, badly.
Oh,
I was excited because I was like, I'm going to get an amazing view from the hotel. And then I got in there and it was like, I couldn't see the sky. It was like air conditioners outside the window, very little room. And I was like,
first class accommodations up there?
Well, not for me.
No.
But then I complained and they moved me.
No, on your flight up.
Oh, yeah, but it's a short flight, so now it's just...
It's a commuter flight.
It's a commuter flight, and they've gotten rid of TVs on planes.
No, they haven't.
Well...
That's categorically false.
Well, they kind of have. I think on the little planes for short flights
yes.
now...
They expect you to go on your iPad
They want
and
you
to
look
this.
On your yeah. phone or your iPad, but that sucks.
Oh.
I just
where's,
want...
Where's your violin, Millie?
I don't want to be look. I don't want to be doing this.
No.
I want to be doing this.
Me too. Yeah. I don't Me like too. When the little planes don't have TVs.
Thank you.
I don't like the little planes. I only like the big ones because they have the TV and the tunnel thingy.
I just feel like I don't like, I just don't like looking
tunnel thingy.
Like this.
it's just bad.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. We'll get Technic.
All right, who's on the hotline?
Let's talk to 631.
631, you're on Office Hours with Tim Heidecker, Claudio Doherty, Charles Heidecker, Amelia Heidecker, and others.
good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, everybody. Big fan. I'm calling in from Long Island, New York. I had a question for Charlie and Millie.
Oh, boy. These
Since
are
your
popular
father
guests.
Is a master, yeah, they're very popular. Since your father is a master impressionist, I was wondering if they could do their best Australian accent to honor Claudia's presence.
The kids. You want the kids to do an Australian accent. All right, Millie, you're good at this kind of stuff.
Possible.
Yeah, but I don't. What does an Australian accent sound like?
Well, she's been speaking with
I'm Australian.
Come on.
Well, can you do your British accent?
Hello.
That is good.
That's right.
Keep going.
I don't know.
Well, tell us about your favorite movie or something. Like, just talk about.
Can you have her say
what did you have for
Australian
breakfast?
Phrases?
I had French toast with honey.
Charlie, do you do any accents? Do you do any impressions?
No.
Okay.
With body trim.
Well.
Come on.
Was it good day, mate? Good day, mate?
Good day, mate.
There it is.
That's nice.
I'll give you a little tip on how to speak an Australian accent. Say the word no, but give yourself about 45 minutes to say the word.
So, good day, mate.
Good day, mate. No.
Say no, but add every... Say no, but add every letter of the alphabet into it.
No.
There it is.
He did it. That's pretty much perfect.
Charlie, you want to try it?
No.
Nyeraro. Nyeraro.
No.
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 And then you're back in Australia, speaking of Australia.
I went back to Australia for my grandma's 90th birthday.
Okay.
And my niece's 3rd birthday. That was
opposite ends of the spectrum.
Exactly.
Then. The circle of life.
One coming in, one going out. And that was really cool.
Were you in Italy?
I did go to Italy.
Just for fun, or you were doing?
I went to Rome for fun. Oh. It was so good. I ate so much spaghetti. I'm going back.
This is news. This is breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going back.
You're going back.
At the end of the month. I'm going to Italy and Greece.
Oh, man.
For fun.
Just for fun.
That sounds fun.
It's going to be so
fun. Who are you
fun.
Going with?
I can't say. They're all celebrities.
Really?
Well, some of them aren't celebrities. But I've got to protect everyone's identity.
I'm going to Greece, too.
Oh, really?
I'm going with Bono.
Yeah, Bono's definitely going to be there.
I don't like going on vacation just for fun.
Well, we have to while our bodies still work.
Yeah, and while you're not working because there's no work.
Exactly. There's no work. Can't do work right now. Might as well go.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. While you can walk upstairs and swim in the sea.
But
I wish I didn't have children because I would be...
Oh, no.
I take that back. Please forgive me. I don't mean it. I'm just kidding. I was thinking about taking you to New York, Millie.
That would be exciting.
Because when I was in New York, I'm walking around thinking, Millie would love this. Charlie, not quite yet. I don't think you'd have fun there.
No, you know.
Because you don't like walking.
What? I like walking.
Yeah, but
I don't like walking.
Charlie doesn't like walking. So no New York for you.
New York for me.
Yeah. Hey, mate. Matt, do we have a musical guest?
No. We do. You want to bring him in?
What?
We got a little time, but... If you want to bring him in, we can.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I had a pun, guys, if I'm still here.
Yeah, I want to hear this. A what?
John has a pun.
Okay. I had a pun if I could get that in quickly.
Yes.
All right. Have you guys heard about the gentleman who had a knee replacement?
No.
Unfortunately, they put the new one underneath his patella. So, he ended up with a phony baloney.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, that was good. Come
yeah,
on.
Very good. Yeah. Congratulations. Let's take a Zoomer.
Are you kidding me? Get
up! All right. Let's talk to Shannon, our old friend. We haven't heard from her in a while.
Shannon Dry.
Shannon Dry.
Oh, Hello, Shannon. How you doing? All right?
I'm all right. How you doing, Tim?
All right. Yeah, doing all right. You've been traveling?
No, I'm going through a very long breakup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Whose fault was it? Who's the villain of the breakup?
I am not the villain.
Okay. I know who he is.
What's taking so long?
Hey, guys.
Well, by long, I mean we were together for 17 years.
Wow.
But you just said you're going through a long breakup. It seemed that paints the picture that the breakup itself is long. But it's
17 years.
It is long. There was a lot of untangling of things.
Right. How are you doing with it?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. Well,
I'm doing okay. Moments of not okay.
Are you gonna cry?
Probably. Claudia, yeah. I'm such a fan.
We haven't had a good cry on the show in a while, so if you could work one up, that would be good for
the
ratings.
I don't want you to cry.
Forget Eric Wareheim and his ice cream report. We need some good old-fashioned tears. Charlie, I'm going to get you to cry pretty soon, I'll tell you that much.
But maybe there's a certain amount of crying you need to do to process the breakup.
Or a lack of an encouraging.
You're giving her advice?
I'm trying to get her to cry. Because I think it will be good.
Listen. Now, when I do something masochistic like that, suggesting crying for our show, it would be good for ratings. I am, of course, kidding. But when you join in, it's piling on, and it's mean.
I'm not piling on. You didn't say it. I said it. But also, I'm saying it in a way that is, like, sort of cathartic. Genuinely.
I could make it look like I probably will cry, but I'm just going to put some seltzer on my face.
Do you have any pepper spray you can spray yourself with?
Are you in contact with the person that you've broken up with?
Yes, like a little bit, because I'm like moving my stuff out slowly.
Oh, my God. Well, what happened? Did it just run its course? Did he cheat on you?
He didn't cheat on me, but he did break up with me on Valentine's Day.
What in the world?
Charlie, as a man, when you grow up, don't ever break up with a girl or a guy on Valentine's Day.
That's illegal.
That's the only rule.
Okay.
Do you understand how rude that would be?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's just ridiculous to do that.
Same with you.
Thank you, Claudia.
Same with you.
Okay.
If you're going to break up with somebody, do it on any other day.
Wake up!
Maybe not on their birthday or on Christmas.
Okay.
Do it the...
No holiday.
Right.
Day before... You actually can't even do it day before or day after Valentine's
Day. Did he realize it was Valentine's Day?
Oh, 100%.
Well, this was masochistic.
Jonathan watching, you messed up.
I want to break his fingers.
So he's got a flair for the dramatic. I think you're much better off.
You don't know anything about this person.
Thank you, Claudia.
I know about the Valentine's Day stuff.
That's true.
What the hell?
What the hell are we going to do without men?
Well, there's no holiday for breaking up. There's a holiday for going on dates with your loved one, but there's no, like, what would that holiday be? What would that holiday
be
called?
The breakup day. The purge.
It's kind of like the purge, but yes. That's a good premise, too. We got so many ideas coming out of this.
We got some Be Alone Day.
Be Alone Day. Single Day.
Single Day.
Well, I like Valentine. It's like a saint. What saint can we name it after?
How about Valentine's Up Day?
Oh! I want to break his fingers.
Time's up? Like it's over?
I can't see myself, so I don't know if this seltzer looks like tears. And I actually have a Tim Heidecker ticket to give away.
Why?
Because of the breakup.
This
is a great opportunity to set her up.
Well, that's true. I'm very wary of doing that. Is this where's the show at?
It could lead to murder.
It's in Connecticut, and I'm very weird but trusting of the office hours community.
All right. Well, then another place. By the way, just a little plug here. I've been. I left Twitter last week. It feels good.
Does it feel nice?
Feels nice. Very clean. But I did. I did join. A lot of people are talking about this now. I've created my own Discord server, and everyone's talking about it, including Vic.
I mean, I'm clapping about it.
The people on Twitter are vicious, and it was really sad. Actually, it was really actually sad what happened to Twitter.
Tim needed a safe space,
and now I've retreated to my safe place. It's my Truth Social.
What does Discord look like? Is it just, I don't know what it looks like. I've never
Matt
gone
can
in
show
it.
On the thing. It's kind of like a, it's hard to explain what it looks like. It's kind of a Reddit on steroids or something. Oh, it's cool.
It's a beautiful layout.
It start all these, like, you don't like it?
I
don't
understand. It's like a private invite-only Reddit, basically.
Yeah. Right. But we've got a great community there where you can join and you could talk about music, you could talk about, you know, your favorite Tim Heidecker sketch.
Do people get little pictures of their face?
They can.
Sounds great.
It's a good community. It's safe. It's moderated so that there's people looking out, making sure no one's getting attacked.
No doxing.
Me. No doxing. So that's available.
What does
available.
It sound like, though? What does Discord sound like? Discord?
This sounds like this.
Discord sound like that?
Millie, you're on Discord, right? But yeah. Privately, because you just use it to talk to a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an email address, Millie? You don't have to give it to me. I'm just wondering, what age do you get an email address?
I actually got her an email address when she was born.
That's nice.
As like a little, just...
Baby.
Hold her, like, hold the name.
That's
and then
good.
I did a cute thing. And I'm not looked at it in a long time. But when she was born, I don't think you know this, I sent out a message to all my friends and family and said, this is her email address. And if you want to send her an email today, that would be sweet. Because when she gets to
that
access that,
so sweet.
The first thing she'll see is all these messages from people from 20, you know, 15
yeah.
years ago.
Wait, was I on that list? I want to send an email.
I got to get email.
No, Vic, you don't have email.
I don't know what it is.
No. Vic doesn't have email.
I have the old-fashioned mail. Nothing wrong with that. It gets the letters to everybody.
Vic deleted his email, and he doubled down on his Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
He did the opposite.
All right. I think we're going to say thank you for joining us today. Any final thoughts? Any final message? Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon. I didn't mean to shut you down.
The puppet.
Yeah, thank you to Mr. Tim Heidecker.
But we have a lot to get to
today. We have
today.
Puppets on the way out.
Shannon, have you joined
back
the
the second half, we'll try to find
thank
somebody
you,
to take the ticket.
Okay. And Shannon, have you joined the Discord?
I have not. I've been, I took a break from office hours for a little while because it was very tender.
It was triggering? Why?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you
is
and your boyfriend
ex- is you, one
shared-
of your boyfriends Vic or Doug?
Yes.
Yeah. Why does office hours create such tenderness for this situation?
Because that was like our thing for a year. Every Thursday we would order pizza and we would watch Office Hours live like it was a late night show.
Oh my god!
That's what I want the show to be.
Well, do you have a message for him? He's probably watching.
Is he still watching?
Right?
You think?
What do you want to say?
Well, let me pour some seltzer on my face.
Oh, that's awesome.
You could also do kind of a romantic thing where you're like, if you want to get back together, see you at the show.
Doug, can you put on some emotional music?
Tender music?
Absolutely.
Or Vic, sorry.
This is the classic one right here.
All right, here's what's your message to, what's his name again?
John.
John, dear John.
Oh. Now I'm getting excited.
John, if you're watching, I'm going to give the ticket away. But if you want to go to the show, there's still tickets available, and you can purchase one.
They're moving fast, though, by the way.
They're moving fast. You can still get a VIP one for probably $99, and there's probably a hefty fee, but I'm not going to pay it.
All right. John, you son of a bitch. If you want to call in and answer for your crimes, I want to hear. I mean, if I'm John right now, I'm thinking I gotta refute this Valentine's Day story, or at least I have to answer for it.
Could John call in the second half of the show?
If I'm him, he's hiding under a fucking rock. Excuse my language.
Whoa.
All right. Thanks, Shannon, for the news and the
John
update.
If John calls,
keep we'll your chin up. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna.
Thank you.
Whatever. Life isn't all about your relationships.
You're better off. This guy sounds like a scumbag.
Life is about finding old canceled pilots on YouTube. Like I was watching one with Dana Carvey and Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney, not Andy Rooney. Mickey Rooney and Nathan Lane. That's what you should be doing with your time. Watching old episodes of Little House on the Prairie. What's that called? It's called just one of the boys. It's called One of the Boys. And if you want to look it up on YouTube, that's what you can be doing with your life, not worrying about who you're in love with.
Yeah, just don't worry. Don't sweat it.
Thanks, Claudia. Thanks, Tim.
All right, all the best. And now...
Hang in there.
We're running late, but I want to thank my children for being a guest. Any final thoughts real quick? Charlie, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I don't know.
Can you burp?
iPad.
Can you burp?
Okay.
Go for it.
Very good.
Millie, anything to add?
iPad.
Okay.
iPad.
Okay, don't rot your brain.
iPad.
I want you guys to put on a puppet show for each other for the rest of the day.
This is tangled, though.
Great. Oh, this was a nightmare, by the way. Let me just say, these damn puppets arrived in the mail, and within 2 minutes, they were all tangled, and they expect me to know how to untangle them? Yeah, right. I can't think of anything I'm less good at. This was me for like an hour yesterday. I don't fucking know.
Snip them. Make them dolls.
Yeah, this pub's getting snipped.
They're dolls now.
Sorry, Charlie. I don't know how to get this untangled. Vic, do you want to take a stab at it?
Yeah, give it to me.
All right, Vic's going to worry. Take it, and then we'll get this back to you soon, okay? All right, give me huggies. Love you. And love you too. Okay?
Okay.
Be good.
Nice to see you. Bye.
Bye. I love you so much.
Now we're going to take a second to let... By the way, I had to throw my slippers out yesterday.
What kind of slippers?
Uggs. I've had them for 20 years.
Yeah,
it's
time to get rid.
Well, here's what happened. The audience is going to love this story.
What?
Remember my vegetable oil spill? Did I tell you about the vegetable oil spill?
No. What's this?
I spilled vegetable oil in my driveway.
Ew.
Now I'm getting excited.
How much?
Like, enough that it's a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
People know. What? You know, I told this story, right?
No.
All right, I'm going to have to tell it in the second half because the boys are here. Are you watching this fucking shit show we're doing? Yeah. Enjoying it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Vic's got it
all
untangled.
Oh, wow. You're really good at it, Vic.
All right, let me see.
You make those little arms move.
It's not quite. Maybe you did get it. Huh.
Wow.
I hate cool. puppets.
You're a puppeteer.
I can do this.
By the way, how many people are going to be writing about how I'm so sad to see Tim and Eric fighting like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to cause a real storm.
You'll get that. You'll get that.
It's all over Twitter. Not that you would know.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
All right. Stick around. We got a new song from Corey Hansen about to take place on the show. Corey and his brother are going to stick around. Both 2 out of 3 members of Hanson. I know you get that joke all the time.
I think we can also say next week, big week.
Why not? No.
I'm trying to undercut.
I'll say.
Yeah, really?
What?
Timing wise, that's not a nice time to say that.
Well, this is the break after this.
But you're saying you want to plug next week's show?
Well,
as the guests arrive?
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Come on.
Sorry, guys.
Do you want to have them like play a little music under
it? It seems like a fine idea.
Yeah, play like a G chord or something.
Just tune in next week when we actually have a really big show. Like, how rude.
We're going to have a chat after.
First of all, I don't expect anybody watching to tune in or not tune in based on who the guest is, because they know no matter who we bring in, it's going to be a great show.
Exactly.
It's more a scheduling issue.
Oh, yes. That's what people want to hear.
I'm just
about.
Trying to kill the vibe. Don't mind me, guys.
If you stick around after the song, you'll find out about why I threw my slippers out and what that has to do with my vegetable oil spill. And we're going to get deep expert analysis on that situation.
I'm curious.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
I think I could guess immediately what happened.
Yeah, I have an idea.
You don't have the, you're not even, yes.
I've got the foggiest. I've got the foggiest.
No one's ever said that. The opposite. That's so funny. If you don't think that's funny, fuck you. Find that funny?
I don't know what's going on. I'm just jumping into this ecosystem.
Cool, we can square now. Kids are gone.
I'm sorry.
Happening at one.
So when someone says, I don't have the foggiest. Doug went the opposite with it. He says he's got the foggiest.
But that means you might, you could,
you got some idea.
You don't exactly know, but you're in the ballpark, right?
All right, friends.
There's a little fog.
We're going to change the mood dramatically by providing you with tremendously beautiful music from Corey Hansen. And then we'll take a break. Join us at patreon.com/officehourslive. for the second half of the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
Tasty. What a tone.
Great tone.
We're coming back and talking about that tone. My yeah. Lord, Vic.
Oof.
Top tone, right?
Tone, the tone.
Tone
baby.
And the song and the voice. Beautiful song.
Love it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Corey, Claudia, Corey's brother.
Casey.
Casey.
Thank you.
And much, much more ahead.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/officehourslive. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/officehourslive to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.